Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought here on KKCQ. It's time for our monthly MCCL update, and our guest joining us in the studio this morning is Travis Tom from McIntosh Senior Living, and Travis is the infection preventionist. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Well, so, thanks for having us.
With the word infection, I'm guessing, and prevention,
yeah,
that's a big part of your duty.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been a little bit too much here as of lately, but it's getting better. Certainly, the thing I didn't want to talk about was COVID, but that was a big part of my job here over the last year since I have taken over. We'd had another person there that I'm filling in for taking over that place. COVID has certainly gotten a lot better for us. As I say, you can see now that we're not wearing masks anymore in the hospitals or the nursing homes, so that's certainly something that everybody has welcomed back, is to take those coverings off our face. I just want to say, though, that doesn't mean that we won't ever do it again, especially in the nursing home setting. Certainly, we have the highest risk patients there, so we take that to heart and kind of base our masking off of, you know, what the levels are in the area, I guess, kind of what the more so what they're taking into the hospital or what they're having for admissions. But a bigger part of my job, too, is also doing training. We do a lot of different types of training there. I know we're looking for CNAs as well as other positions, and I'll talk about them, too. But certainly as people are looking for jobs, CNAs are a good place to start out at. The starting wage there for people that are non-certified is $19.30 an hour, which I think is extremely competitive compared to even any other industry. You know, if you're looking at hands-on work, I think most people can probably expect $15 an hour, and I think that our wages are very good for what people are doing. As a father, I know there's not a lot of men in nursing. We make up maybe 10% of that community, so I'm hoping that more guys will start thinking about that, especially fathers. I don't think it's anything too far out of the lines of what you do as a parent. You know, taking care of somebody, if obviously there's our older people. So it's not exactly like taking care of a kid. You're not teaching them new things necessarily, right. Trying to help them maintain, you know, the things that they've done every day. But it is like a family. I was going to say everybody I take care of, they're certainly a grandmother or grandfather to other people, or a mom and dad to people of my age. And it's something that we really enjoy doing. And I'd like more people to consider that as we go forward. I think every place is shorthanded these days. Certainly watching our baby boomers grow up and they didn't have as many kids. I think this is something that we need to kind of accept as the future, is that there are going to be less and less people, and maybe consolidation is where that happens. But with our particular facility, we're one of the top rated in the state. You know, when state comes here, they always give us compliments, and they're constantly saying that if they were going to stay somewhere, this would be the place they would go. We recently had, you know, Pioneer Living Center closed down, and we took on many of their residents. And I know that a lot of their employees went out and found new jobs other places as well, and that's great. I think that, you know, we're certainly a great place to consider. I know the reason I chose MSL was the environment, partly because we have a DON and administrator there. They're not afraid to get out on the floor and do hands-on work. I like seeing leadership lead by example. I think that's a big thing on motivating your staff and keeping them going. Some of the positions that we have open right now are our MDS coordinator. We have a full-time medical records position. We have full-time or part-time RN and LPN positions. Again, like I said, nursing assistants. We can do the certified training right there at the facility. We have our own training center downtown in McIntosh. And from there, I personally do the American Heart Association, the BLS providers, and then we also do Heart Saver. First aid, CPR, and AED training. Some of that is going towards, like, your daycare people. Mm-hmm. They need to get heart certified or heart saver certified, so that we do that for those as well. And then the nursing aide training programs, we offer that to not just people that are at our facility, but anyone who's looking to step into the career. So if you're working at another nursing home, they can certainly reach out to us. If you're somebody who's, say, driving from here to Bemidji, forget that. Drive over to McIntosh. It's a lot shorter. Try to keep our money in our communities instead of spreading it out to other areas. I guess one thing I want to do is give a shout out to Orlette Hedlund. She's going to be retiring this year after 41 years of working with MSL. Very impressive. I don't think you hear too many people doing that. I hear Tom here has been almost 40 years here. So again, that's a lot of credit to these people who have spent all these time with these facilities or their own industry and making it a permanent place, and like to see more people that actually extended out those longer periods. Because Orlette is leaving, she is the manager of housekeeping, so we will be looking to hire a new housekeeping and laundry supervisor / manager. Some of the benefits that you can consider at MSL is there's free single health insurance. So for you, there is a free health insurance plan. If your family needs to go on that, of course, it is additional money. There's an HSA account. The facility itself contributes $1,500 a year, which is big. That's, you know, covers your deductible, covers some of your medications. The 401k, dental, vision, short-term disability. We have holiday pay. We have a scholarship program with loan payments. We also offer PTO and retention bonuses. That's something that was another reason why I picked MSL, is a lot of different facilities that I had worked at did not offer retention. So for those people who are actually planning on sticking around and show up to work and don't call in sick regularly, those people get bigger bonuses than the ones that call in sick or don't ever show up. So it makes you feel like you're appreciated by them actually doing that for you. Some of the other things that go along with that too is there's shift differentials. So people that work afternoons or overnights get paid more for doing that, because obviously nobody wants to work those as much as they'd rather work that Monday through Friday. Excuse me. And then there's also additional incentives for picking up extra shifts. You know, it's not just getting the overtime or getting the paycheck. It's, hey, we're going to give you so many extra dollars per hour for doing that. So again, those are things that I would consider MSL to be one of the better places to work at. We do have a great team down there. Everybody is willing to go the extra mile. And that makes a big difference when you're talking about patient care.
Travis, I was kind of curious. So you mentioned the closing of Pioneer. When that happens, as far as residents coming over to MSL are concerned, did you have room for them, or do you have to make additional room?
Well, fortunately, we had some room. I was going to say some of those people actually ended up going off to other facilities, which is tough for them because their families were right here. We weren't able to take everyone in. As spots open up, certainly we do offer those out to people, or people are already inclined to look into getting that. You know, it is a large community. We have a lot of small towns in the area, and you know, Clearbrook had a nursing home that closed down many years ago. Now Pioneer's closed down. It's certainly something that I think most people are concerned about, is, you know, where am I going to put mom or dad when they get to that point? They want to keep them close. You want to be able to see them. We have a lot of family members that come in on an everyday basis to visit.
Right.
But, you know, one thing that I think makes us also kind of stand apart from some of the other facilities is our activities department. I definitely give a shout out to them. Tina does a great job there of keeping it well staffed. We're always adding more staff to that area. But if you follow our Facebook page, you'll see that they're constantly doing different events with them. They took them to the fair a couple times last week. Mm. They do outdoor games and parties and stuff with them as well. Try to keep it to where they're still living their life and not just stuck in four walls.
Yeah.
I think nobody wants to go to a nursing home because they have this feeling like this is where life ends. And, you know, you can still have a lot of life in you. Just because you're living at a nursing home doesn't mean that that's it.
Right.
And the activities department, I think, really keeps that going for them.
Yeah. I mean, emotionally, for the most part, for the residents, you alluded to COVID earlier.
Yeah.
How did everybody come through that?
It's been tough. In fact, I read a research study on Thursday saying that, depression increased and weight loss increased. And rightfully so. I mean, when people are isolated on a regular basis, it is very important for us to have that social interaction. I think the people that work the overnights probably realize that more than anybody, is when you don't see other people, when you're not talking with other people, you start to wonder what is life really about? What am I living for? So getting out there and being with people, and again, that's why I give the activities department so much credit, because, you know, they were spending time with these people. If it's reading the newspaper to them, if it's listening to music with them, or if it's just talking about different life situations.
Now, you think of COVID, and for older residents like that, you think of the illness, of course, but yeah, you bring up a good point. The isolation is just about as bad.
Well, and that's it. I was going to say, a lot of people, I think, found out that, you know, that 10 days of being locked up, and I'm sorry, not locked up, that's maybe the wrong term to use. Nobody was held, you know, against their will, but certainly recommended that they stayed isolated for those 10 days. That is tough to go through. It's tough on your mind when you sit there and you have all this time to think about things. You overthink things, and Lord
that's
knows
it's tough that, for anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I already overthink things and don't have to be isolated, so it's tough when you have to be in that situation. So, you know, going forward, the great news is that COVID has gotten significantly better. The vaccination rates in the nursing homes is extremely high. The loss of life has gone down significantly. We're probably down to 10% of what we were starting out 3 years ago. So that is great to see. And it's great to see that everybody was able to hold together through this and make it through it, because, you know, certainly when we started out, we heard 2 weeks and it turned into 3 years, and that was tough.
Yeah.
So I think that was tough for healthcare in general. So we're hoping to see a new page turned and maybe write a new chapter in this book on how life can go forward after COVID and people can enjoy it again. And I think we're seeing that again. I can't give enough credit to our activities people and everybody else that works at MSL. I'm not trying to just single them out, but certainly, going out and doing things, being part of events, being part of other people's lives makes a big part in your own.
Yeah. Sounds like you have a great team there.
Well, thank you very much. We do.
All right. Anything else, or?
No, I can't think of anything else offhand. Thank you very much, Tom, for having us down.
Yep. Travis Tom, the infection preventionist from McIntosh Senior Living, joining us on Food for Thought this morning. Travis, thanks for stopping by, and you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
And thanks again to Travis Tom, our guest on Food for Thought this morning. Tomorrow, we'll have a chat with Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson. He'll be stopping by for his monthly update. So that'll be tomorrow on Food for Thought here on KKCQ.